It's time once again for the Cardinal Conversation from Hubs Pub and Grill in Bon Terre.
You know, I kind of believe in these kids. They seem like good kids. They're well behaved. Picked up themselves right on the course. And, you know, we just need to put a couple more good tournaments together before the national tournament.
This edition features the Mineral Area Cardinal Golf Team.
In our first tournament, we finished 6th out of 9 teams down in Alabama and beat Grand Rapids, Michigan for the first time. So that was an accomplishment. We've got a couple more tournaments left. We hope to, you know, finish the season strong and possibly maybe send some kids to the national tournament again.
And here's your host, Glenn Johnson.
Well, good evening and welcome out to the Cardinal Conversation on Kickin' Country J98 The Boot from Hubs Pub and Grill in Bon Terre. This is our April edition, and like Greg just mentioned in the intro, the golf team will be featured tonight. But first, we're joined by Chad Mills, Mineral Area College Athletic Director, and Brandon Hubbard from Hubs Pub and Grill in Bon Terre, and of course, the new mayor of Bon Terre as well. Brandon, you've been talking to a lot of people about that lately, but tonight it's all about Hubs Pub, and we've got a lot of cool stuff that's coming up to Hubs Pub and Grill.
Yeah, we sure do.
Tell us about what's coming up this Saturday. First up, we got Daryl Singletary coming to town and a big crawfish broil. Is that right?
Yeah, this Saturday, April 30th, we have our big 9th-year anniversary party. And it kicks off, actually, in the morning. We have the Relay for Life breakfast starting at 7 a.m., so that's fine folks that we always team up with. And it's a great organization to support. So that's 7 a.m. to around 11 a.m. for breakfast. And then everything kicks off after that with the crawfish boil. And we'll have oysters, fresh oysters here that day as well. They go down south and bring them up. They'll all be doing that. My dad and a bunch of them on Friday. They do it every year. It's kind of an annual thing. And they'll be here with the crawfish and oysters. And then live music will kick off around noon. We'll have acoustic music 12 to 7 with a lot of good people that play music here. So it's going to be a fun day.
12 to 7, that'll be more of a local bunch of local groups?
Yeah, a lot of local groups. Dylan and CJ will start at 12, and then we got Shannon Cox. Of course, a lot of people know him, and he'll be here. Him and Eric Thompson, old Coach T, he'll be here playing the harmonica.
No,
so he'll be here from 2:30 to 4:30, and then the traveling band, a band out of St. Louis area, they play in Soulard a lot, and they're going to be here from 5 to 7. And then Daryl Singletary, weather permitting, hopefully we don't have the rain that they're calling for, which is not looking good. We'll have an outdoor concert in the parking lot with Daryl Singletary at 8 o'clock. And if it does rain, we'll move him in here at 8 o'clock. On the inside stage, and then we'll go from there. And then Triple X will close the night out at 10 o'clock, so it should be a full evening of music.
That's fantastic. That's all coming up this Saturday. You said 9th anniversary?
Yeah, ninth anniversary.
It's been 9 years already,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, 9 years. It's flown by.
Keeps getting better and better.
Hey, it's worth the price of admission just to come and be around Eric Thompson. I didn't realize he was going to be here.
So. Brandon, we got to see you at some MAC baseball games. You're listed as an assistant coach on the baseball team, but you can't make it out to every single game, but you've been there lately.
Yeah, I'm kind of a volunteer assistant. My good buddy Blake Jones, the head coach, and he allows me, and of course, Chad and everybody and Dean Gene and everybody allows me to kind of do that and kind of come when I can, you know, and try to help out. And I enjoy being around the game. It's just wish I had more time to do it, and so I'm really fortunate they let me come out and just do it whenever I can, and they're really open, you know, open to that. So it's really fun to be around them guys. I had a lot of fun this past weekend.
I'm not sure there's a cooler baseball coaching staff in the United States than what we have right here at MAC. When you throw in so not only Hub who comes and goes a little bit, but
you've got a mayor on your coaching staff, man. That's pretty cool.
And you know, I've always joked that Stan Walden's the mayor. Now he's never been a mayor, but I always call him the mayor, and he kind of lingers around the coach. I don't think he's on. No. I don't think he's on staff anymore. But he comes around, and I still consider him on staff. So, you know, Overman and Blake, and then Thompson. And what a crew! I mean, that's like Bon Jovi coming in there every day. I mean, it's quite a crew.
And you brought the winning ways to the team. You know, they won 3 out of 4 in that series, and it was big that they did so to start catching up to St. Louis a little bit. They've got a chance now this weekend.
The big series coming in Thursday, I believe. They go to St. Louis tomorrow. And then I think Blake talked to you about moving the game to Friday.
Yep.
And I think they're going to play at home at MAC on Friday, from my understanding.
Well, you just broke the news here. I was about to say it. So, the MAC games that were Saturday have now been moved to Friday afternoon.
Because of the weather they're calling for,
So that'll be big. If MAC takes 3 out of 4, they can jump up to the 4 seed in the Region 16 tournament. And there's still an outside chance the baseball team could jump all the way up to the 3 seed, but MAC would have to sweep and Maple Woods would have to get swept.
Yep.
So that's kind of a long haul there.
That's never been that big a deal But now with the new sub-regional format, becomes huge. You want to host that 2 out of 3, and so you want to get in that top 4. So that makes this series a big deal.
No doubt about that. Let's real quick talk about what's going on here tonight at Hubs Pub, Brandon. I think you've got music here tonight as well,
yeah,
right?
We have music every Wednesday night with the Honky Tonk Attitude. It's a country band, local guys, Gino and Ted Byers and some other guys that come in and play every Wednesday, and they do a great job. Some of the people come in and enjoy doing some line dancing and just kind of having a good time. And so that goes on every Wednesday, and we have our steak night on every Wednesday, crab leg nights every Tuesday. And we always have specials going on. We start our volleyball leagues, and that's every Thursday night. Our volleyball, we're 2 weeks into that. This will be our third week tomorrow night. And we have a full league. We have 14 teams, and there's a lot of teams up there. And it's a fun time on Thursday night with and we have our wing special and everything going on.
Tonight we're the reverse mullet, party in the front, business in the back. Usually it's the other way around. Anything else, Brandon, you want to touch on before we let you go tonight?
No, I appreciate your coverage and doing everything, and I'm just really, really looking forward to this weekend, and be ready for a good crowd to come in.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Saturday, Daryl Singletary coming in. He's going to take the stage, did you say, 8
Yeah,
o'clock?
8 p.m. And another thing to throw in on that is we're doing a $10 cover for that concert itself, and it's all going to Backstopper. So Kevin Blackwell, Blackwell Motors, is great with bringing him in, and he's doing an awesome job, and we're being able to team up with him, and that was kind of the charity me and him talked about, and we're going to go with Backstoppers this event, and we're going to donate all the gate fee to the Backstoppers, a great organization. So come out and support that, and it'll be for a good cause. And the volleyball term, if it don't rain that day, is also going to be donated towards Backstoppers.
After tonight, we have one more show here this season for the Cardinal Conversation at Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterra. Then we're done for the summertime. We appreciate you once again for jumping on with us again this year.
Thank you, Glenn.
Brandon Hubbard, owner of Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterra. Now we'll talk a little bit more to Chad Mills and get caught up on the rest of Mineral Area College sports. We touched on the baseball team a little bit, now 26-21. They've won 10 out of their last 11 games, and like we said, now have a chance to jump maybe all the way up to the 3 seed, better chance of getting that 4 seed, which is big because of the sub-regionals. Top 4 seeds get to host. So baseball team's doing much better here lately.
Well, I know Blake and his staff and his crew are wanting to head back to Joplin, and so we need to take care of a sub-regional. And so, again, yeah, it's a big deal to host that thing.
Right now, first place, Crowder and Jeffco tied at 19-5. Maplewood sitting in third place at 16-8. St. Louis 15-9 in fourth, Mac 13-11 in fifth place. Good thing for Mac is they can't fall any lower than the 5 seeds, so at worst they'll be the 5. Three Rivers is in sixth at 7-17, North Central 5-19 in seventh, and St. Charles 2-22 locked into the 8th seed there at the bottom. Those are all region standings. So Mac versus St. Louis this weekend for a 4-game set. Crowder Maplewoods is an interesting series this weekend. Jeffco versus North Central, St. Charles versus Three Rivers, all 4-game series, which are starting tomorrow. Hopefully the Cardinals can make some noise.
Yeah. You know, and if you're going to be the 5, if it would pan out that way, you definitely would rather go to St. Louis than
sure.
Maplewoods.
Yeah. I was just telling Greg Armbruster back at the station, I don't want to go to Maplewood, so at least go to St. Louis, but preferably let's host this thing.
Sure,
right?
No doubt about it.
So the Friday matchups now, I think we're still looking at a 1 o'clock start time for those home games, or has that been ironed out yet?
I've not heard. Blake hadn't said yet. Just on the way over here,
I got the news.
Yeah. So we'll get an official release out on that tomorrow. But, yeah, I don't know yet, but I'm assuming 1 o'clock.
And if that's the case, we'll carry the first game on AM 800 KREI, that home doubleheader against the St. Louis Archers. Let's talk softball team. The Mac softball team a long time ago locked up the top seed in their Region 16 tournament, which is Division 2 Region 16. And they'll be getting started in that, I guess, next weekend.
Yeah, same thing on the 6th, 7th. They'll play in the region tournament, and that'll be at East Central, mm-hmm. being Union. And you know, softball team's on a roll. We had a little deal on Monday. Three Rivers got us both games of a doubleheader. But before that, we'd been on a big roll. So Coach Kimmer's crew's playing well at the right time, and I know that he and his coaching staff feel like this is a time where we could hopefully go capture another Region 16 title.
Three Rivers swept us Monday, but we had just swept them on Friday, so ended up splitting there. And I think overall in the season, this series is split between us and Three Rivers on softball.
Yeah, that's right.
So, and then they will be off, though, the softball team, until the Region 16 tournament because they got their games canceled on Tuesday. Any worry about rust or anything? Is Coach Gimmer okay with being off for that long heading into the tournament?
Yeah, I haven't talked to him about it, but I got to think that they're okay. You know, they got a pretty good veteran group, and I think they'll be ready to go. You know, it's been a little while since our softball group has won a Region 16 title, so whether they're off a week or not, I know they'll be hungry going into that thing.
and that'll probably get them rusted up a little bit, if nothing else. So I think they'll be just fine. And because they're the one seed, you've talked about this before, too, that's big because four seed, Cotty, probably not going to do much in the region. That means two versus three have to play each other and probably use their best pitchers against one another, and that sets up Mineral Area pretty well.
Yeah, if we could take care of business in that semifinal game against Cotty, which, like we said before, nothing against Cotty, but I think we ought to be able to do that and then let those other two teams beat each other up in the other semifinals.
Don Huff has his golf team here tonight, but before we get into them, is there anything else Mineral Area College sports-wise you need to pass along to us?
No, things are flying right along, and commencement's right on top of us here. So, we'll be graduating folks out here next Saturday, I'm anxious for the listening audience to get to meet this golf group. It's another good team, and it's a group that Coach Huff is going to take out to the national tournament, and. I'm excited about this crew going out, and I think they'll do good things again.
You and I talked on Saturday about the Trivia Night fundraiser on our AM show, so tell us on the FM show just how that went a week or two ago.
Yeah, well, what a good time it was. It was a lot of fun. And if my now six-year-old wouldn't have bid on the items in the silent auction thing, it probably would have went better. We took a lot of stuff home due to the fact that
you spent some money, didn't you, Chad?
We spent some money. Yeah, his room's sweet now because he went nuts in the live auction. But we had a good time, raised a little money to help out each program, and I think everybody there had a good time, a lot of fun. We appreciate the folks at Crown Point for taking care of us on that as well. And what a great venue to have that trivia night.
Real quick, let's mention the basketball players that are moving on from Mineral Area. Daniel Norrell going to Omaha. Kellyon Williams going to Central Methodist. And Montel Goodwin, Eastern Illinois, correct?
Yep, all three have landed good spots. And then we have some women's basketball players that are moving on to Courtney Keycat going to Texas San Antonio. Janika Mason,
Tennessee Martin,
UT Martin. Yep. Yeah.
And there'll be some others that'll be named as we go along. All right, the golf team set to join us next. Don Huff, the head coach, will don a headset, as will some of his golfers. We'll take our first break and come back in 2 minutes from Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre. It's the Cardinal Conversation on the Boot.
Mow, mow, mow your yard faster than before. Mow, mow, mow your hay better than before.
More mouse. What are you singing now?
Dirt Diva, mo, mo, mo.
Who's mo?
Mo who? I don't know. I said mo, like vroom, vroom, mo. It's time for everybody to start thinking about mowing their yards with sweet Husser Z-Turn mowers. And in time to cut hay with Vermeer, Case H, and Woods equipment. And I've set some super sweet rock bottom prices with 0% on most of mowers and equipment.
More man, I can set even better pricing, like rock and rock bottom.
Call me today, More Man. I'll have you mowing and rolling.
Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve.
24/7, Fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center is now accepting medical and dental patients at our facility in Hillsboro. Hi, this is Tracy Wicking. We accept most private insurances as well as Medicaid or Medicare. Those with no insurance may qualify for a sliding fee discount. Call us at 481-6040 for more information or to schedule an appointment. We want to be your healthcare home. That number again, 481-6040, or check us out online at mymoinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Hubs Pub and Grill in Bonterre is the site for the Cardinal Conversation for the month of April. Kicking Country J98 The Boot. We're joined by Mineral Area College golf coach Don Huff right now. Coach, thanks for coming out. How are you?
Thank you. Thanks for having us. We're doing well.
Tell me about the golf season so far, and just remind us how you're doing. I think you're coming off of a tournament, aren't you?
We are. We finished fifth at the Wren Lake tournament. We didn't play overly well the first round, but we had a nice second round. We had to play a little shorthanded. Ryan can explain that later, but we were shorthanded the first day, and then the second day you know, he showed up and kind of like Mighty Mouse to save the day, and we played a little bit better the second day.
Well, Ryan West is with us. He's from Buffalo, Missouri, sophomore. You joined us on last year's Cardinal Conversation. Welcome back, Ryan.
How are you? I'm great.
And tell me what he's talking about. You showed up late and saved the day, huh?
Well, I actually had just got back from playing Torrey Pines. Torrey Pines is actually in San Diego, and I had to take my club to San Diego, and they didn't make the trip back from San Diego. So they were still in San Diego the first day of the tournament, and they had found them, and they brought them back to St. Louis, and I had to go the trip to get them at St. Louis, and I had to go all the way to Illinois to get the – or go play in the tournament, and I guess I – gave him a little spark, even though I didn't play the best. But
you can't use somebody else's clubs or rent clubs or something like that? You have to use your own?
Well, I got back at about 2:30 in the morning, and we had to leave at 7 a.m. in the morning. So it was a bad situation.
Also with us is Scott McCandless. He is also a sophomore. He comes to us from Scotland, second year at Mineral Area College. How you doing, Scott?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Tell me about Scott's season so far. How's it shaping up in your number
Scott's
two?
Doing well. Well, in the fall, he tied for first in a tournament, and then this past Sunday, Monday, he got second place. So he's had a good season. He's picked up a little hardware along the way, and he feels like he's starting to peak at the right time, I think.
Adjusting a little bit better to life in the, you know, good old US of A?
Just normal for me now. Just kind of easy.
And we didn't talk about Ryan West and his game. Tell me about his game a little bit, Coach.
Well, Ryan's game is apparently really good in San Diego because he birdied number 18 to shoot a 79, which is quite an accomplishment from the tips. Like he said, I think when I saw him Monday in the tournament, he looked like he was running out of gas at a quick rate. But, his game's solid. He does a really nice job, and I think he was really pleased with his round out there, which was pretty phenomenal because I've played that course as well, and it's not easy.
Now, what's the best you've performed so far at a Mineral Area College event?
It was probably the first tournament of this this spring at Alabama. I shot a 75 when everybody else was struggling. Just because of the greens, I would assume many people had a lot of putts, and I was actually putting decent for once in a tournament. But the second day, if I would have put a good second day in that tournament together, that would have probably been my best effort as a Matt Cardinal. But they've all been really around the same scores, honestly. I haven't been real high, and I haven't been real low. So,
is putting not a strength of yours then? Is that the
It's
thing
gotten a lot better. It's improving. That's okay. What I'll say about that.
That's good. Scott, same question to you. What's the best you performed this year?
Oh, well, this spring, probably this past weekend here. For me, I've not really played this too well this season, but I kind of found some on Sunday, Monday. And I finished it 3 over for 2 rounds, which was the best for my season so far. So I'm trying to get better than I done last year.
Where was the tournament this past week?
It was at Franklin County Country Club in West Frankfort, Illinois.
West Frankfort, Illinois.
I kind of like that. I like that course. It's, really? I always play well around there.
Describe that one to me. How's it lay out?
I mean, it's neat. To play well around that course, I think you have to place yourself well off the tee. You can't really, you need to be driving the ball well that tournament.
Old country club, bunch of big trees around.
Yeah,
you can tell
it was
it's old.
Formed in 1921, so it's got old, grown-up trees, and it's just a nice layout. It's a pretty fair course. What you see is what you get. You got to avoid the trouble, and it's got pretty good sized greens as well, so you know you have to be rolling your ball pretty well.
Yeah, I think you just need to be patient around there. You can't just take one shot at a time, is same as else, but especially around that course off the tee, if you do well off the tee, then you'll play well around there.
How do Scottish courses compare to American courses? I may have asked you this before, but how does that compare?
I mean, one of the biggest changes is the weather. The weather's totally different over here. It's a lot warmer this time of year. So far this spring, the wind's been pretty high most of the tournaments. So, I mean, it's obviously it's windy most of the time over there in Scotland, but especially this spring, it's been pretty windy all the tournaments we played. A lot of things are different, like even the grass is totally different over here than it is back home.
What's the difference between the two?
Oh, just a different type of grass. And I mean, back home, I play on links courses, which is like just sand-based courses and stuff, which is, I don't know, it's hard to explain. Just really, the grass is much thicker over here. And
okay. You're used to more of a thinner, finer surface over there?
Used to like a more compact surface. Okay. It's hard to explain.
Interesting. You ever played over there, Coach?
No, I haven't. I had a couple opportunities, but never have taken advantage of it. But I look forward to it soon, and I may know a good guide when I get over there.
Yeah, you got to hook up over
that's
there.
Right.
That's for sure.
That's right.
What's next for the golf team coming up?
Well, our regular season's over, so Dean and I had a discussion yesterday, and we're going to go to the national tournament. I think we leave on May 22nd, play a practice round on the 23rd, and then we'll play the 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th. It's a 72-hole tournament, and it's played at Indiana National Golf Club, which is at Swan Lake Resort in Plymouth, Indiana, which is about a half hour from Notre Dame.
And that rotates, doesn't it? Because I think last year it was in Alabama. And,
correct. Yeah, so. And 2 years ago it was where we're going now. Yeah. And then next year it'll be out in Arizona, and the year after that it'll be down near Gulf Shores in Alabama.
So is it how often does it go to different places?
They must bid that at least every 2 or 3 years. That's as far as I know it'll go. This one, the bidding process started in Arizona one next year, and like I said, down in Alabama near Gulf Shores in the next one, and then it'll be up for bid again.
Well, we've talked about this several times. MAC is the only Region 16 golf or team that's a golf program inside Region 16 in the state of Missouri, so that means you can go to Nationals every year if you choose to. I think the last 2 years it was a no-brainer to go. How was the discussion this year? Do you feel like that you're going to be able to go out there and put a – obviously you do feel like you're going to show up pretty well.
I was telling Dean I don't really feel like we've peaked yet. We really haven't played as well as we can. And with the target scores and stuff that we look at, Scott and Tyler had both pretty well made it, and the other guys were close. We thought we'd go out there and give it a chance because it's not going to be that much difference, you know, price-wise, you know, not drastically. And so, you know, we feel like we get a couple more weeks of practice in. Maybe we'll peak at just the right time and, you know, maybe crack the top 10 this year. That would be our goal.
Have you guys played that course before?
Yeah, we played it earlier in the fall. I think, I can't remember.
October. It was like October. Middle October, probably.
How'd you fare?
It was actually really, really cold. That was one of the coldest tournaments I've ever played in. we had a frost delay both days. A
couple hour frost delay. It was pretty cold. I guess the weather coming in off the Great Lakes or whatever. It was a little nippy. But probably about as cold as, well, coldest we played in 2 years, wouldn't you say, Ryan?
It was really cold. Yeah, I didn't get along with it too well.
So you didn't do as well as you would have
liked? No, I was trying to just adjust, I guess, the whole time. I've never really been that cold, and we've never played that course before. And it was pretty tough. That's one of the toughest front nines I've ever played. If you can get through that front nine in Indiana, you're going to do pretty well. That back nine, you can score as long as you can get through that front nine without a disaster. You can put up a good number.
You got a chance at revenge at this course, then.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I knew that was in the back of my head all around.
Scott, you're used to colder conditions. Was it cold even for you?
It was really cold when we played that tournament.
How'd you do?
I think I shot in the mid-70s both days. On the final day, I got off to a horrible start, and then especially on the front nine, as Ryan said, you really kind of make a lot of mistakes, and I started off terrible on the front nine. So then I steadied out as the round went on, and I think I shot a reasonable score in the mid-70s. But definitely, if you get through the front nine, then the course is really scoreable in the back.
It sounds like, though, those scores from the fall will not be any indication of how the team's going to perform this time around. Much warmer weather, much, I would hope, more favorable conditions.
Yeah, it should be. 2 years ago, it was probably like what our weather's been the last couple of days, you know, 70s and 80s 2 years ago. The advantage these guys have, too, is the fact that we did play the course in the fall, where 2 years ago, none of us had seen the course until we arrived. And one of my former players, and then Lee Wilson that played at Mineral Area College, that's where he played in the national tournament. So I called Lee, got a scouting report from him. And then I called one of my former players that played the NAIA championship there and got a scouting report from him. But it's an advantage to these guys to have already played a few rounds there and know where you have to put your ball and the kind of good enough areas, especially on that front, to avoid a big number, and then you know you can maybe attack it a little bit more in the back nine.
2 years ago, that would have been the year that you finished 13th or 12th?
12th.
At Nationals.
12th.
12th. And 12th. Last year you finished 13th.
11th.
Right? Oh, 11th. Okay,
we're
I'm off
closer.
One.
Yeah.
So you got a little bit better.
Yes.
So does this team have the potential to finish up there close to that?
Yeah, we can crack the top 10. We're capable of that. It's kind of hard to say in the fact that we don't know who all is going to be there, because a lot of them, I know I talked to the pro at Swan Lake today, and he said one of the regions where they were finishing up today, the Illinois region that we will be in a district with next year when we will play and qualify, they don't play till a week from Sunday and a week from Monday.
So let's discuss that now. So you will be in a district, meaning just because you want to go to the Region 16 tournament or the national tournament in the future doesn't mean that you're automatically going to get that chance to go. Now you're going to have to win a district to get there?
No. What it is if this was a year from now, there would be nine teams playing in the district. So five kids times nine is 45. One-third of the field will go to the national tournament. So it would be two teams, the top two teams, and five individuals that did not qualify on those two teams. So it's kind of a lot like what the high school tournaments are in Missouri. So, you know, we still have a decent chance. We could get in the top two. And if we don't, we could have individuals get in the individual part too. So it'll be interesting. It'll be good. I think we'll enjoy it, to be honest with you.
Will it be, did you say, a two-team district? Or how many?
No, there'll be nine teams, but
nine
two
teams?
Of them will two teams will qualify, and then five individuals.
Okay.
So 15 kids.
Okay, it'd certainly be a little bit more competitive then.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see just where we play this district tournament, because that's all come about. I think there may be a committee to help decide that. I'm volunteering to be on that committee, since I'm the only one to represent our region. I'll likely go to Bloomington, Illinois, and go to their regional tournament this year to try to meet with them and kind of figure out what's going on and kind of try to represent us to make sure things go well for us.
As for this year's Nationals, you say it's up there close to South Bend?
Yes, sir. It's about a half hour from there.
Safe to say you'll be making a detour, checking some of that out?
We will. We're going to get up there. We're going to make sure Scotty gets to see Touchdown Jesus and all that. And, yeah, it's a pretty cool place. It's legendary, you know, Notre Dame. Whether you're Catholic or not, it's a legendary place. And we'll go by there, and then we'll probably eat at a local pizza joint there on campus, and you guys can take in a little of the atmosphere.
Looking forward to that, guys?
Oh, yeah. I love going to college towns. I'm actually going to the University of Missouri next year for my next 2 years, and I love the atmosphere of college towns, so I'll be looking forward to it.
Playing golf or going to hang it up?
I'm going to hang it up after this year. I might just play for fun, you know. They actually have a club team up there, so if I get bored and maybe want to try to do a club team, I might do that, but I'm just going to do most of it for fun.
What are you studying?
Just right now it's business here at Mac, but I'm going to try to do pre-law up there at Mizzou. My brother's an attorney, so I feel like that I kind of want to go down the same road as him, but he seems to enjoy it. I think I would enjoy it too, so that's what I'm going to lean towards.
Give me your goal for the national tournament, Ryan.
Since I didn't get to go last year, I was the sixth man last year. I would just like to, I guess, shoot my best scores I have as a Mac Cardinals. It's going to be my last go-around here, but I'm going to try to do my best. Obviously, try to get All-American. That's the ultimate goal, but try to just improve from the last time I was there, too. That's another goal. So
remind me, top how many are All-American at Nationals?
I believe that's the top 25, first eight or first team, second eight or second team, and it seems like about the next nine or so are honorable mention.
Okay.
And Scotty's a returning honorable mention All-American, so I think he probably wants to move up that leaderboard a little bit and be a two-time All-American.
Safe to say that's your goal?
Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to win it, honestly.
That's a good goal.
Yeah.
What
number did you finish last year?
I finished, I think it was 21st place. I played bad in the final day. I think I was 12th place after three rounds, and I mean, I just never played well in the fourth round and finished 21st, I think. Yeah.
That's pretty close. That sounds about right.
Yeah, I think
finished well enough to be an All-American, though. So.
Yeah.
But what if these guys shoot their best scores, would they – obviously, Scott has a good chance of becoming an All-American. How about Ryan?
Probably any of them could. Seriously, really? Yeah, that's part of the deal. They're all very capable. Now, the challenge is – you have to play pretty well over 4 days, which we have. That's the only 4-day tournament we play in. But, you know, they can do that. And, you know, you just have to be consistent. And you can't win the tournament the first couple days or so, but you could lose the tournament in the first couple days if you made some bad decisions. So hopefully they'll make good decisions, keep themselves in the hunt, and then down the stretch, you know, you never know what might happen.
We know Ryan's going to Mizzou. What's next for you, Scott?
I'm going to Columbia College after this semester here. I'm going to be playing golf in 2 years after here, Columbia College.
And you are studying what?
I mean, honestly, I've really not decided yet, honestly. Right now, I think it's general studies, but it might change.
Okay. And do you plan to, I mean, I guess you do plan to eventually going back home to Scotland. How long are you going to be over here, though?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know what's going to happen. I just need to wait and see, I guess. Like, anything could happen in the next two and a half years, so I'm just going to let it ride out.
Do you get back home often? Or?
Oh, well, this is the first time since I've been here. I'm actually not going home in the summer. I'm just going to stay here in the summer, play. Just.
He went home over Christmas.
I go home end of Christmas time, so I'll be going home at Christmas this year.
Okay, cool. Well, I think I've pretty much covered it with these guys. Anything else you want to touch on with these two before we go to the next group?
Nope. Hopefully they'll finish the semester strong and finish their junior college career strong.
Scott, Ryan, we appreciate you joining us tonight. Good luck at Nationals.
Thanks for having us.
Scott McCandless, he's from Scotland. Ryan West from Buffalo, Missouri. Sophomores on the Mineral Area College golf team. We'll come back in 2 more minutes with more golfers. This is the Cardinal Conversation from Hubs Pub & Grill in Bonterre on J98.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Give your kids the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive at the Jefferson County Family YMCA Summer Day Camp. Camp at the Y is designed for children who have completed kindergarten through age 12 and has something for all interests. Camp runs June the 6th through July the 29th. Give your child a cool experience with great memories to last a lifetime. Visit gwryMCA.org or call 636-931-9622 for details.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center can provide all of your adult and pediatric medicine and dental care needs, as well as mental health and substance abuse treatment. Hi, this is Tracy Wicking. We want to be your health care home. Call us at 481-6040 for more information or to schedule an appointment at our new facility in Hillsboro. That number again is 481-6040 or check us out online at mimoinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
It's the April edition of the Cardinal Conversation. Kicking Country J98, the boot from Hubs Pub & Grill in Bonterre. And joining us now, three more Mineral Area College golfers. Harry Wilshire from England, also with us from Cuba, not the country, the city, Tyler Fieser, and from Kennett, returning sophomore Aaron Beck. Guys, thanks for coming out.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
I don't guess anybody gets confused with being from the country of Cuba, do they?
Every single day of my life.
You're from where? Coach Huff, let's start with Harry Wilshire. He's another international guy that's on the team from Bournemouth, England. Am I saying that right?
Pretty much.
You say it.
Bournemouth.
Bournemouth. It's a little closer for me. Okay. Tell me about Harry.
Harry's one of a kind, trust me. He's unique. You know, one of our recruits was on campus today, and we were talking, you know, anytime you want to look for Harry, you can look in the cafeteria, and where there's about three or four girls sitting at a table, there's old Harry.
Smart man, right?
Yeah. And then when he gets up, they follow, or vice versa. I'm not sure.
But, it's the accent, isn't it?
It was.
Yeah, it's something. I'm not sure what. But Harry's a good golfer. Came over from the UK. He brings a lot to the team. He's a good student. Gets along well with others. His golf game is really improving, and he's getting better all the time. So we're glad to have him and what he adds to the team.
Where about in England is Bournemouth?
Right on the south coast. I live next to the beach.
Okay, nice. Nice. And you came to Park Hills, Missouri, huh?
Yeah.
Do people ever ask what the heck you were thinking? Or?
Yeah, every day.
But then you get here and you learn that it's a pretty cool place. Right, Coach?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Sure is.
Aaron Beck, sophomore from Kennett. We talked to you last year as well. Year two going okay for you?
It's going all right. It's probably not going as well as I liked, but it's coming along. Just need some more practice to get ready.
How could it be better for you? What can you do to make it all you want it to be?
Probably just practice a little bit harder. I'm not saying that I haven't practiced hard. I have, but it results just haven't came out like I've liked it.
Well, it sounds like it's something within your control at least then.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so.
Tyler Feaser, relatively local product as well from Cuba, Missouri, on the outskirts of the J98 listening area. First year at Mac, though, right?
Yeah.
How's it worked out for you so far?
It's going pretty good, you know. Completely adjusting now after the first semester, you know, but yeah, it's a good time.
Tell me a little bit about Mr. Feaser.
Tyler's got a good game. It's a long ball. He's pretty solid with his short game as well. And he's had to adjust to the and Aaron could kind of live through it last year. But, you know, just the adjustments, of, you know, playing from a little further back on the tee boxes and things like that and the different courses we play. And sometimes the courses kind of stick it to him. They double cut and double roll the greens and give them tough pin placements. But he's done a good job of adjusting, and, you know, he's had a good tournament this last tournament. He shot 74, 76, I believe, and, you know, he's kind of coming on at the right time.
Are those some of your best scores at Mac?
No, last semester I put up a few that were like 72, 74 range, but, I mean, this last tournament was all right, you know. I threw up in the middle of the first round, though, so that never really helps, you know.
Well, tell me that story. I got to know now.
Well, I mean, I've been getting a lot of sun lately for, like, the past week. I mean, I've been out. Harry and I went up to a golf tournament up in Branson, so I was up there from 7 o'clock a.m. to 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and, I mean, everything just kind of caught up with me. Didn't have enough water and let her out.
I know exactly the feeling you're talking about. That's not a good feeling, is
it? No, not at all.
But you talked about last semester, I guess that would have been the fall season, correct?
Yeah.
So you fared a little bit better in the fall?
Yeah. I went through a little bit of a rough patch for the first part of the year in the spring, but finally found something in my swing and everything's starting to come together, and like Coach said, at the right time.
Aaron Beck, he's one of the guys that I'm sure you rely on to help kind of lead this team. He's one of your three returning sophomores. Tell me about how he's come along in year two.
Oh, he's come along in a lot of ways. Aaron's a really good student besides being a good golfer, and he's kind of led the team in that. He's kind of the resident tech expert around, too, when we have questions about that. And he's been in the lineup all year, and he's brought a solid game for us.
What is the strength of his game in year two here?
That's kind of hard to say. I don't really know what I'd say because I don't know what I'd say was his weakness either. He's just got a pretty solid game. Doesn't take him long to pull the trigger, though, let me tell you. The other guy's picking up his tee, and Aaron's already fired away or something. He's pretty quick. He rock and fires.
You like to move it along, huh?
Can't play slow. Keep up the pace.
Yeah, does that help you kind of stay in a rhythm? Does that help you play better, you know, if you're staying on top of
it
like that?
I like to just hit shots and just keep going, because if I have to wait a while, and I know that doesn't happen every time, but I feel like it gives me less time to think about it, and I can just do it, and it gets me along better.
How's that affect your short game? Same kind of thing where it helps you not think about it and you just go putt it, or do you have to take a little bit longer?
I take a little bit longer on the short game side, but the iron shots, I guess I could be a little bit slower, but I've always been a little fast, and I like doing that.
I mean, would you like him to slow it down, or are you completely fine with that?
No, I'm okay with that. Okay. I have no problem. A lot of not on our team, but boy, you see some kids, and it's like, you wonder if they're ever going to pull the trigger. You know, it's like, jeepers, creepers, hit the ball, you know. And so,
yeah,
you know, I respect
that.
It takes me a while to get used to it, because I'll be talking to somebody about their shot, and all of a sudden, whack, before I'm done talking, he's already hit it, and I feel bad that I was talking when he swung, but it doesn't bother him. He just fires away.
Well, let's go back to Harry. Tell me about some of your best outings so far as a Mac Cardinal.
I had a good second day this week. I just went on a couple of bad runs, but I shot 78. And then the last regular season tournament we played last year at Kaskaskia, right?
I believe that's correct.
I had a good round there as well. So those have been my two best rounds. Hopefully be good at Indiana at the end of the year, at the end of the semester. Yep. Hopefully get a good tournament in there.
Nationals, right?
Mm-hmm.
We talked to Scott about the differences between the Scottish courses and the American courses. You tell us about the differences between the English courses and ours.
I mean, the courses I play are a lot narrower. There's a lot more tree lines. Like Crown, we play, there's barely any trees at all, really, in play. They're a lot tighter. And the greens, I mean, different sizes, different speeds. But, I mean, we play on different grass, like I'm sure Scott said. It's like we play a different style of golf compared to you play it out here. Here it's like drive off every tee, but at home we have like hit irons off the tee and play a bit more strategically compared to the American golf.
And England and Scotland are probably pretty similar in the way their courses lay out, or not so much?
Not where I live. He plays a lot of links golf, whereas I don't, unless I travel away for some bigger tournaments. But where I live, it's more like inland. Even though we live next to the coast, there's not many courses actually on the coastline.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tyler Fieser, tell me about some of your best outings so far. We talked about the fall. How about the spring, though, we're talking about?
The spring, I mean, a few good rounds of qualifying, and then everything kind of went a little bit downhill from there. But, I mean, my best outing was the last tournament so far. I finished, like, seventh place, two strokes off from medaling. But, I mean, hopefully I get another few good rounds in at Nationals.
Well, we figured out you just have to throw up at every.
I mean, that's what it takes. That's what it takes, right?
Got to do what you got to do. In year number two, best scores so far, best tournament so far. Aaron,
we played here at Crown Point a few weeks ago, and second day I shot 75, and that was one of my best rounds from the gold tees at Crown, and that was probably my best score of the spring so far.
And not often does Mineral Area get to host a tournament. You've hosted probably, I don't know, a handful over the years, maybe just two or three, but you got to do it again this year, Coach.
Yeah, that was really our only tournament that we hosted. When we hosted other things, it was like a match play event with just a couple other schools, and this was actually a tournament, so it was good. Hopefully it'll grow and get even bigger. I know some other schools have told us that they will come next year, so I hope it turns into being a pretty neat deal.
How'd the team do at the tournament?
Well, we came in third. We didn't probably fare as well as we really would have liked. I think we had higher expectations than what we actually did. But, you know, it was kind of nice not to have to get in a van and travel and get to play. And several of them, I think Harry had some girls out to watch him hit. Everybody likes to watch Fieser and Beck play. So, you know, it was it was good to play at home. It really was.
Actually had some people there kind of cheering you on, huh?
Yeah, cool. It was nice.
Harry put it on Twitter. You know, I think he was paying kids to come. I'm not really sure. Probably especially the girls he's probably paying. But
I'd have to pay them.
Does Coach tend to rag on Harry quite a bit? Or
Yeah.
just tell me about the group. Is it a fun group to be a part of? Everybody, you know, good friends here?
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
We're very fortunate.
And that, you know, I bet the trips are fun too. You guys get to go to a lot of cool places.
Yeah.
Indiana was the best trip though.
Definitely.
Like in the fall, it was so much fun. Even though we woke up and it was 28 degrees and we had a frost delay. I mean, it was still such a blast. Such a nice area up there.
you'll be back there for Nationals.
Yeah.
And so this time around, how's you expect to play a little bit better this time?
I mean, the golf course is going to be completely different. I mean, balls are going to be traveling farther. They weren't able to cut the greens in the first two rounds that we played there last year because of the frost on the green, so they were only able to roll them. So the greens are going to be quicker. Everything's going to be reacting different. But I think that it's going to play, I wouldn't say easier, but a little bit in our favor compared to when we played it last time.
Were you okay with your round there last time?
I actually got injured
really
through the first four holes there last year. Yeah, that was not fun.
What was the injury?
I've had issues with my knee all throughout high school whenever I was playing basketball, and I have patella tendonitis in it. So I swung and my knee popped. And I don't know exactly what happened, but I wasn't able to put any pressure on it for the rest of that day and the next day. So, I mean, but ready to get my revenge next time.
What happens in competition golf when you have an injury like that? Who kind of makes up that slack for the time he misses there?
Well, if he would miss, then the other four guys have no choice but to pick up the slack.
Really?
Kind of like when Ryan wasn't there Saturday, we don't have any choice. But, you don't get much relief in golf. You either got to suck it up and keep going, or you WD, you withdraw, and a guy tries not to do that because that's not looked upon too favorably, because otherwise some guys could be having a bad round, and then I'll say, oh, my knee, and that wasn't the case.
Makes sense.
Nobody would pull it in the first four holes, but
yeah. Especially whenever I was playing decent.
We're pretty fortunate that we've had pretty good luck with health, and thank goodness. And I think what they'll see too is they'll see a lot of four different pin placements, and the course they'll move the tee boxes back and forth a little bit too, so it will play quite a bit different. But hopefully the weather will be like it was 2 years ago when it was kind of like it's been the last few days here, which is nice. 70s and 80s, that's what we had 2 years ago in May.
So you finished out with the bad knee, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Excruciating?
It honestly wasn't that bad. I mean, I kind of really took my mind off of it and just transferred all the weight onto one foot and just finished it out because, I mean, I knew that, like, you can't really just put all the pressure on everybody else in that situation. I mean, I wasn't dying. I was still breathing, so, can't just quit on it.
Well, good for you. That's awesome. Tell me about your last round there, Harry.
I came in there with some good form. I was playing okay. And then I really struggled around there, to be honest. I really struggled with where I was hitting the ball. I wasn't hitting on the right side. I wasn't putting myself in good positions to make putts or hit a good shot in. So that really made me struggle. But now I have more of an understanding of that golf course. I can play it better next time because I'll know where to hit it, when the right times, if you know what I mean. That was the big...
I think Harry's hitting the ball so much better now than he was at that point in the fall, too. I think drastically better now. So I think he'll enjoy it a lot more.
How much more comfortable is it once you played a course than you go back to it the next time around?
Oh, it's a huge difference. Yeah, it does make definitely. A big difference. I mean, you play a practice round before a tournament, you know the course, you've seen it, but you don't understand the real undulations in the course, the best place to hit it. Because, I mean, we know Crown Point like the back of our hand. We know it so well. We can play that with our eyes closed. But, I mean, when you go somewhere like that, you need to know it well.
Yeah, especially that. Difficult of a golf course.
Yeah, especially some of the holes on the front nine. They're kind of the telltale. You got to kind of spot your ball. It's kind of a little more like video game golf. A few of it probably would be my guess.
I mean, you really got to place your ball in that situation. I mean, it's really just got to work. You got to think your way around that golf course.
Yeah. There's some really tough stretches.
Yeah.
For three or four hole stretches that make everything difficult. But
yeah,
it's not as bad as I guess you'd think, especially since we were playing in such cold weather. It was freezing with hand warmers and stuff.
Seriously, we had hand warmers,
Sounds rough. How'd you do?
I shot 79 both days. It was probably one of my better tournaments of the fall last fall, but I feel like I can go out and shoot a little bit better since I know the course now.
So what's the secret to shooting well in the cold?
Suck it up.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be tough. Not much you can do about that.
Yeah, stay moving around.
Just don't think about it.
Yeah, I mean,
don't let it.
Yeah. You got to know that everybody's playing in the same conditions as you, and you can't really have a pity party over yourself. You got to just suck it up and
carry on.
Okay, so of all the bad conditions to play in, wind, rain, cold, snow, which is the worst and which one maybe are you okay with playing in? Extreme heat might be another one, but let's start with Harry on that one.
I mean, when the wind and the rain come at the same time, I can deal with it being windy and I can deal with it being it raining, but when it comes together, it's hard because you can't hold an umbrella up. Your clubs get mm-hmm. wet, your grips get wet, and it is tough.
So that's even worse than the cold temperatures.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the wind and the sleet for me. That was what I played in high school one time, and that was the worst conditions I've ever played in.
That sounds terrible.
I'd probably have to agree with Harry, wind and the rain. I usually play decent in the rain, but if it gets really windy and rainy, it's a little different story for most people.
Well, I don't play a whole lot of golf. I played a little bit, but I know, like, when you play baseball in cold weather and you hit it wrong, and you know it hurts like mm-hmm. crazy. Is golf the same kind of way?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You catch one on the bottom groove, and it is an excruciating pain in your hands.
Oh, man. Vibrations got the shaft, and you're like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, but I'm glad I don't play a whole lot of golf now. at least in the cold weather. I'd like to have time to play in the warmer weather. I'd ask the last group what's next for you guys. So what's next for Aaron Beck?
I'm basically calling it quits. I'm going to go to Arkansas State next year down in Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Okay.
And I'm going to go into some engineering.
Cool. Good luck. And then you two are both freshmen. Are you coming back to Mac or are you moving on?
Yeah, next year we will both be returning.
Okay.
And
what are you studying?
I'm just getting my general studies done here, but I'm looking to move on and major in marketing and business.
I'm business and finance.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. All right. Anything else on these three?
Nope. We're glad to have them, and hopefully they finish a semester strong academically and then put four good rounds together in Indiana.
Absolutely.
Are the five that were here today, are these the five that are going to Indiana?
Yes, I would think so.
All right, cool. Well, good luck to you guys.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you.
We'll take one more break. We'll come back and wrap it up here with Coach Don Huff, the Mineral Area College golf coach. This is the Cardinal Conversation on J98.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Mow, mow, mow your yard faster than before. Mow, mow, mow your hay better than before.
More Mouse, what are you singing now?
Dirt Diva, mow, mow, mow.
Who's mow?
Mow who? I don't know. I said mow, like vroom, vroom, mow. It's time for everybody to start thinking about mowing their yards with sweet Husser Z-Turn mowers. And in time to cut hay with Vermeer, Case H, and Woods equipment. And I've set some super sweet rock bottom prices with 0% on most of mowers and equipment.
More man, I can set even better pricing, like rock and rock bottom.
Call me today, More Man. I'll have you mowing and rolling.
Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve.
24/7, Fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Give your kids the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive at the Jefferson County Family YMCA Summer Day Camp. Camp at the Y is designed for children who have completed kindergarten through age 12 and has something for all interests. Camp runs June the 6th through July the 29th. Give your child a cool experience with great memories to last a lifetime. Visit gwryMCA.org or call 636-931-9622 for details.
One more segment of the April Cardinal Conversation tonight on Kickin' Country J98. The Boot, come on out and join us at Hubs Pub and Grill in Bon Terre. And remember, Daryl Singletary coming to Hubs Pub this coming Saturday. He's going to take the stage at 8 o'clock and plus entertainment all day long leading up to the Daryl Singletary concert. With us is Don Huff, the Mineral Area College golf coach. And, Coach, we talked to five of your golfers. And, again, those will be the five that are likely going to Nationals: Harry Wilshire, Ryan West, Scott McCandless, Tyler Feaser, and Aaron Beck. But let's talk about some of the guys that we did not talk to today, the rest of the golfers on the team, and I believe all five of the following golfers are freshmen, correct?
Yeah, the guys that aren't here that we could talk about, first of all, is Peyton Himmelberg. He comes to us from Staley High School in Kansas City, and he's been on the roster and been playing all year. He played in the fall and the spring, and he's done a good job for us. He's kind of a steady player. Then we have Colin Rubel. He's a local kid from Bonterra, North County
kid. North
County,
yeah.
And he hasn't got to play much this spring. He's had to fight through a few physical issues, and so he hasn't really got to show as much as he would like. But he had his best tournament in the fall. Was our last one against Kaskaskia, and actually it came down to his group and his score, and he pulled out the victory for us. And then at semester, we added a couple other guys. We added John Ettinger. John is a freshman from Cuba, and he was a teammate of Tyler's. And he had tried out for the team, and we ended up for a spot. And he's joined us. He's the only left-hander on the team. And he's been another good addition to the team. He gets along with all the guys. And he was out there quite a bit in the fall, so we added him to the team. And then we have Connor Stroberg from Salem, Missouri. And he's another good kid that had tried out and wanted to be on the team, and we ended up adding to it in the spring, and he's brought a lot to the team. He brings some comic relief as well, besides good golf. He's a very interesting guy. He's really a neat kid. So we're pretty fortunate. We don't have any jerks on the team, and I'm so blessed. You know, I think I'm usually a pretty good judge of character, and you know, I like hanging out with these kids. They know how to act, and they care. They don't always get the results that they would like, but they know how to conduct themselves, and they do care about their performance.
I know you look for golfers to come into Mineral Area College, but do you also get golfers who were already at Mineral Area College and decided they wanted to play, and then you bring them in? I think you have a few of those, don't you?
Well, both those guys that we added at semester did go to school here first semester.
Okay.
And then the last 2 years prior to this, Kellen Bader was already a student at Mac, and then he played 2 years for us. He actually could have graduated, and he actually got a double major and stayed on another year so he could play on the golf team his second year. So, yeah, that does happen sometimes, and we're pretty fortunate for that.
And with that, you also have good diversity of where the kids come from. I mean, pretty local kids, and the kids from Cuba, Salem, Bonterra. Then you got a kid from Kennett, Kansas City, Buffalo, Missouri, and then you go international as well with a kid from England and a kid from Scotland too.
Yeah, like Aaron from Kennett, but he played his district, and he played tournaments at Crown Point, so that's how, you know, we were able to see him. And then Ryan, even though he graduated from Buffalo, he's originally a Bloomfield kid, a Southeast Missouri kid, so you know, we get to see them, and you know, it's kind of neat the relationships the guys develop with each other. I would suspect that some of them will be in each other's weddings down the road. You know what I mean? They get along, and I mean, they'll tease each other, but I mean, not in a mean way. They're just being, you know, teammates, and so it's pretty neat. They're a good bunch of kids.
You'll lose at least three. Some good freshmen though coming back. Hopefully, most of them come back. And then, do you anticipate a good class for next year?
Yeah, we do. We've signed a few. I don't know the legalities of what I can say about them, but yeah, we've already signed at least three. Committed to another one and offered a few others. So, and we got some more we're looking at. Most of the high school kids, their district will be played on Monday. Maybe not all of them, but most of them are playing on Monday. And then they'll probably play their sectionals the Monday afterward, and then state the Monday and Tuesday after that. So, you know, we'll get a chance to see some. Probably a lot more golf. Recruiting happens in the summer than maybe it used to be. But I'm kind of a school guy. I've always been a school guy. And, I kind of like kids that perform well in the state tournament, because to me, as a high school kid, that would be your ultimate goal. And we have signed, you know, some of the guys we currently have are all-staters. We've signed some all-staters that, and one kid's a three-time all-stater that expects to be a four-time all-stater. So, but, you know, we're looking forward to having them. They seem like good kids as well. We were fortunate, even though I've talked to the international kids on the phone, you know, before they first got here, you think, oh, man, I hope they're good kids, because it's a lot of trouble if they're not. But they turn out to be great kids, and the guys love. And you know, you can tease around with them. They've got a good sense of humor. You know, they're enjoyable to be around. We've really been blessed.
How many years in a row will this be going to Nationals now?
This will be the third year in a row.
Third year in a row. Well, we look forward to it, and that's coming up here in a couple weeks, you
say? May 22nd, I believe, is the date we leave, and it probably 23. Probably starts on the 24th, 24, 25, 26, and 27, I believe.
Good luck out there, Coach.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it.
Hopefully we can get a top 10 finish and a few All-Americans.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. We'd love to have that.
Thanks again for coming out, and I guess we'll talk to you during Nationals. We'll probably get updates from you, out at Nationals and keep up with how you're doing.
Yep, I've already turned in your guys' information, and they're supposed to be keeping you updated from up there themselves.
Okay.
Besides me. We just sent that in today, matter of fact. And we appreciate your coverage and the fact that, you know, golf's not a major sport, and you guys always make us feel welcome and important. And we appreciate it.
We appreciate the appreciation. Thanks, Coach.
All right, no problem. Take care.
Don Huff here on J98 The Boot. It's the Cardinal Conversation for the month of April. We have one more show coming up next month, and that'll be a potpourri of coaches joining us, talking about their respective seasons and their summer camps coming up, and we'll announce the date on that when it gets finalized, and then we'll be done for the summer. Also, thanks to Chad Mills, the Mineral Area College Athletic Director, for coming out tonight, and the Mineral Area College Golf Team. Greg Armbruster, Sports Director at J98 Engineering and Operating today. Thanks, Greg. We'll talk to you next time. This has been the Cardinal Conversation.
They're going to hold for the final shot of the half. We're down to 5 seconds to play. Inside out they go. Casey for three. You know it. Lady Rebel stretch it out right before the break. Buzzer sounds. Centro with a 14-point lead at 29-15. 3, 2, 1. The Central Lady Rebels have done it. They've won their first ever state championship game, and they do it in dominating fashion over Cardinal Ritter, 55-19.
Clark, who's been on fire, the three, bang! And Missouri extends it on the West Clark three.
Just in front of the 10-foot line, Jackie Versman pounds it. And Clark holds house that time! Both of them got upstairs and sent it right back to her. 21-18, St. Vincent leads in the first set.
The pitch to Mackenzie Caroline, swinging a ground ball, base hit up the middle. Mackenzie Caroline has done it again. She hits her team to the state championship with her third straight walk-off RBI base hit. It's unbelievable. West County is going to the state title game.
You've been listening to a presentation of Regional Radio Sports.